ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
So this morning, I just have an unusual text to preach from. As a matter of fact, that drama piece, the songs, they've helped me actually put these thoughts together. And it's not, when I said an unusual text, because wherever you hear this text, it's where the wedding bells are ringing. But I see something different. So my message this morning is titled New Wine. New Wine, which is part of the what was said during the drama. John chapter 2. We're not conducting a wedding, so just relax. Yeah. Because usually when you have it, some people are already looking around. Is there anyone wearing white or wearing a suit? And then pastor looks like one of the groomsmen. Praise the Lord. John chapter 2, he said, on the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now, both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine. And Jesus said to her, woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come. His mother said to the servant, whatever he says to you, do it. Now there were set there 6 water pots of stones, according to the manner of purifications of the Jews, containing 20 and 30 gallons of apiece. And Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water. And when they filled them up to the brim, he said to them, draw some out and take to the master of the feast. And they took it. And when the master of the feast had tasted the water that has made the wine, he did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew. The master of the feast called the bridegroom, and he said to him, every man at the beginning set out the good wine, and when the guests are well drunk, then they bring out the inferior ones. But you have kept the good wine until now. This beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum, he, his mother, his brothers, and his disciples, and they did not stay there many days. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in our hearts this morning in Jesus' name. Life engages everyone in the heart of living. In our lives, we have various interactions that we are all engaged in. From what we read just now, the Bible says Jesus, his mother, his brothers, his disciples happened to be at that wedding. We have various things that we do. We go to work. We have various things, social interactions that we are engaged in. We have travel times. We have parties that we attend. Some of us, we have schools that we attend. Some of us, we have business meetings that we attend. So life, what we call life, actually engage each and every one of us in the heart of living. And there is something that life has also provided for us, is the element called time. Time. Time always gives us the reason to live. Time actually measures life to each and every one of us. There is a time to be born. There is a time to be nurtured. There is a time to walk. There is a time to not be holding to anything while you are crawling. There is a time to walk. There is a time to go to school. There is a time to become independent. There's also a time to become interdependent. There is a time to walk. As a matter of fact, we walk all through our life. But there is a time to plan things. So time is the element that gives us burden to live. And you know, in our daily language, you hear things like, oh, this person has wasted time. Or this person has invested time. So time is given to us to measure purpose. I just want to lay that foundation before I just challenge that test. I know Bible scholars, some Bible scholars have actually interpreted this text to speak about the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'm not going to go to that theological meaning, because he said on the third day. So they said that represented the resurrection of the dead. All those things, but I'm not going to go that way this morning. I just want to preach a very simple message. The fact that life engages every one of us. And in life, we have social interaction. And then there's something I want us to leave this place with this morning, is that life also sent invitations to every one of us. So we had this simple story where life invited everyone. So, number one, there was a wedding. Or there is a wedding. It's an opportunity for celebration. And Jesus was there, was invited. So, there was a wedding, an opportunity for celebration. So, obviously, there was a groom. There was a bride. There was the family of the groom. And there was the family of the bride. So it was a whole, like a typical wedding, even in our own culture, because the culture of those people, they live in communities. But hey, I bless that whoever put that wedding together. Look at the guest list. The mother of Jesus was invited. Then Jesus and his disciples were also invited. The two families were present. The event planners and everything was just in order, because they had ushers, they had head stewards, everything was running. Music was top notch. But suddenly, all the things that seems to be going on well, something happened. And if that thing wasn't contained, it has the tendency to bring disappointment, because the music is there. As a matter of fact, the food was more than enough. But there was just something that wasn't enough. If at the time, because the way they run their ceremony, at certain time, they know when to bring out the old wine. But there was no old wine in this matter. Only the good wine was made available. So the wine ran out. In our lives, it's the same thing. Life throws invitations at us. It throws stops at us. Sometimes, if little things can throw off us balance, the bid, for example, may go well, the interview may go well, but they never put a call back to you. And sometimes the presentation, you are so sure that today's presentation was so just good, everybody recommended that, hey, this is the right man, this is the right woman for the job. But all of a sudden, you didn't hear anything from them. Sometimes in business, we make projections based on our conversation, based on our beats, based on our prospect. Yet something will just not pull through. What I will say this morning, thank God they ran out of wine. That's one. And thank God they knew what to do. So it's not a crime to run out of wine. But it is probably a crime not knowing what to do. So they look at the guest list. Jesus hadn't begun his public ministry. So they probably had not seen miracles being done, which the Bible says that particular instant marks the beginning of miracle. But hey, some of the guests who were there, they knew the prophecy that came before Jesus was born. Some of them saw the interaction that happened to his cousin, John. They had, those stories were just something that was beyond. The Bible said, for example, in Luke chapter 1, that when it was 6 months after the mother of John had been pregnant, Mary paid a visitation and there was a divine interaction, ultrasound. The baby in her womb lived. So they had all these obvious signs. So it was very good. And they took note of Jesus. As a 12-year-old boy, he went into the synagogue to reason with the Pharisees of the law. So they knew in their heart, Jesus is in this room. Hey, his mother is also in this room. So they have this gumption in that real sense. They know because their culture, is like similar to ours. It's a culture of respect. You know, sometimes when you can't get through to a person, if you know that their mother, you know where they live. You know, sometimes even in the business world, people pay visit to such people's parents to help them talk to their son or daughter to incur the favor that they need. That was exactly what happened. But they have the wisdom or the gumption to ask for help. So it's not a crime that in our own lives we may run out of wine, but it is a crime not to ask for help. And so they ask for the help. And true to life, Jesus' mother went to Jesus. The head usher went to Jesus. We are running out of wine. As a matter of fact, it was the last batch that was served. Hey, can you do something? I don't know what it is. Can you help us? And he said, no, just go and talk to Jesus. No, she went and talked to Jesus. Jesus' response was, it's not yet time. And he just went back to the steward. He said, go meet him yourself. There is a lesson for us that sometimes, even in our own lives, when we need to ask for help, we don't need any intermediary. We can talk to God because he's here to help us. He's here to strengthen us. He's here to show us the way to go. So they asked. Jesus' mother said, give them a simple advice. Whatsoever he tells you to do, please just make sure that you do it. So life sends invitation to us. Sometimes we run. We had all the proficiency, all the qualification. And sometimes life doesn't work out the way we have planned. What is the wisdom this morning? We must look around the rooms of our life. Is Jesus seated there? If he's seated there, then we can ask him for help. For help. The Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 16, it said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Verse 17 says, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world. He said, but that the world might be saved through him. Verse 18 says, he who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already. In other words, help is not available. That's the word condemnation there. Help is not available because he has not believed in the help that God has brought through his son. In your journey of life this morning, Jesus is around you. But have you asked him for help? Sometimes running out of wine leads to draining our emotional energy. Sometimes it leads to other things that we do not envisage. But the mother of Jesus gave that advice. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. And the interesting episode or interesting thing that happened out of this message this morning, we can read that Jesus just gave a simple instruction. He said, fill the water pot with water. It doesn't make sense. That's not logic. Okay, filling the water pot with water. And then there's nothing like mix it up with something. Nothing like there is a formula that I want to give you. So just put it there and then draw it and take it to the masters of ceremony. Why? It's what they do in those days is that new wine has arrived. I know that in some clubs they do it now. Have you? They carry the. Say, how do you know? How do you know too? How do you know? How did you get what I'm trying to describe? By the Spirit. No, it's by the flesh. Praise God. So the master is supposed to announce it. Talk to the chairman. New wine has arrived. Let the party start afresh. And that's exactly what happened when God steps into the details of our lives and he gives us instructions. It doesn't make sense, probably makes sense to people around us. The same place that you have failed, the same place that you have been disappointed, God gives a fresh instruction. He steps into that situation, and the same place we get new result, and the same place we get testimonies. Let me tie it up for us this morning. There is no other sacrifice to be made. Jesus paid the sacrifice for us. Jesus is in our midst by his Holy Spirit. He's in our world by people, his disciples who are still here. You and I don't have to struggle through life. You and I don't have to be disappointed. We have a helper that we can ask for help. We have an advocate that we can leverage on his help for our lives. God is interested in every human being. He said, for God so loved. God is God to help us because we are created in his own image. There are certain things education may not be able to help us with. Education doesn't give joy. It doesn't give peace. In fact, Solomon described education knowledge. He said it brings weariness to the flesh. So sometimes we can drink the wine of education. It's good. Sometimes we can drink the wine of prominence. It is good. Sometimes we can drink the wine of just being good in whatever we do. It is also good. We have to be the best among our equals. But hey, all those efforts without the active presence of Jesus in our lives will amount to our wine running out at one point or the other. But we can leverage a new wine. When Jesus, when we invite him, because sometimes that wedding would have run without inviting Jesus, but it would have resulted in chaos, embarrassment, despite all their preparation. I don't know how it works, but I think when people prepare for party, there is always more food, more wine. But this particular one, there was plenty of food, but there was no wine. And people will not be able to cope if they can eat and eat and eat and they cannot drink. It's the same thing. The missing ingredient in our definition or equation of success sometimes can be a life that is being lived without Jesus. And I'd like to make that invitation this morning. It's the one who satisfies our souls. It's the wisdom of God personified. It's been made unto us. Wisdom, righteousness, right standing with God. It's been made unto us the way, the truth, and the life. It's been made unto us our advocate, our counselor. And we can live life full, because the goal of every human being living should be to live life maximally. And with Jesus in our wedding, in our space, in our world, we can live that life. Because he said, call unto me and I will answer. And I will show you. He's there to help us. Not to harm us. Not to hurt us. He's there to give us life. To give us life to the full. In John chapter 10 verse 10, he was talking about himself being a good shepherd. He said, the devil, the thief comes not, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But he said, I have come that you may have life and have it more in abundance. Can we bow our heads, please?
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,